It's a cold Tu B'Shvat, the 21st of January. We're on page Samach Dalet. We're in the middle of the quote from that Sefer Reb Chaim Vital, where he lays down this amazing and deep concept that midos exist at a level of the neshama that's more fundamental, more basic than the part of the neshama where mitzvahs are done. So that if you'll ask the question, why aren't there more mitzvahs about midos? It's because you can't even do the mitzvahs properly without midos. So right in the middle there, if there are three doubts. So lefikach inyan midos haros kashim in ha'averos atzman ma'od. He says, therefore, bad midos are worse than the actual averos, much worse. Ubazet tavin inyan ma'asham rabbeinu zechon avrocha kol akoyis oved avodazara mamish. That's why you can understand when Chazal say anybody gets angry, it's like he worshipped the Avodah Zarah. Literally, Shehi HaYosef Shkula Kachol Tayag HaMitzvahs. Because the Avodah Zarah is most equivalent to all Tayag Mitzvahs. If he's totally engaged in foreign worship, that's against the whole Torah. So if he gets angry, so his Midos are fundamentally corrupted, and it's like he violated all the Mitzvahs. And similarly, they said somebody who has arrogance is like he's kofer be'ikr. Kofer be'ikr means that he denies the fundamental truth. Is appropriate to be like severed, like an asherah tree. And many statements like that, which he says that it all means that when there's a corruption of the midos, it's connected all the mitzvos. V'nimtzak yosef tzarach li'zar mi'midos haroz, yosef min kiyam ha'mitzvos aseh v'los aseh. It's an amazing statement. So it turns out you have to be more careful about bad midos, more than fulfilling the mitzvos, positive and negative. Ki b'yosef bal midos tovos, because when he's a person with good midos, v'nokel yikayim kol ha'mitzvos, he will easily fulfill all of the mitzvos. That's the Shari Kedusha of Reb Chaim Vital. Vital also means Chaim, by the way. Everything about this man. Yeah, it's a translation. It was a primary Talmud of the Arizal. Everything that he's saying is based on Kabbalah, so there's some... The Midas are like the basics upon which the mitzvahs are built.
It's foundation. With the right building blocks, right. So if you need the midos, right. You can do the mitzvahs.
Right, which you wouldn't realize that.
Yeah, isn't one of the functions of the mitzvah to help us purify our midos also? Is the flip side also true?
Yeah, so that's an old question in many things in Torah. Which comes first? I remember Reb Zalagefsi once talking about that humility is described as one of the things needed for Torah, and humility is one of the things made by Torah. Mm-hmm. So there's like an entry level. And then there's what the Torah creates. In fact, he was saying that when he was talking about Rav Shimon Shkup, the great Gaon, and he was telling us that he can't really tell us stories about him. The stories we tell about him, he could tell about other people. He said, but by him, the Torah made him that way. He was such a product of vast and deep Torah knowledge that he was shaped, his midos were shaped by Torah. Other people, it's more this level, it's... cultivated those midos to get into the Torah. Harei lefaneinu shetach avoda miyuchad. We thus have in front of us an area of avoda, specific, unique. Hachinuch ha'atzmi. Personal chinuch, working on myself. What are my character traits? Zeha omer al daito v'sam lefan of lavar al atzma. This person has come to, I'm going to translate omer al daito as like come to himself. He's come to his senses. It really means like to achieve his da'as. And he's placed before him the task of working on himself. Avoda kfula efa mutelas alav. A double avoda is cast upon him. Efa is like epis in Yiddish. It's hard to translate in English. Yitzchak Avinu, when he is stunned, that he realizes that the person who came and took the brachos wasn't Esav, because Esav just came in the door. He said, so who was that Efa who came and took the brachos? It can almost be like, what in the world? Sometimes he said, like, what in the world is that? My Efa, that It can mean like in any event, or it's a little hard to translate. But so we'll say in Yiddish. He has a tuppala of Oda epis is incumbent upon him. L'ischanech ulahosif be'echos kiyam ha-mitzvos. To train himself, to be mechanech himself, and to add in the quality of his kiyam ha-mitzvos. The whole first section was he was talking about what does it mean. Avoda is the quality of the mitzvahs, right? He said reviewing something 101 times as opposed to 100. Not learning 101st daf, that's also great. But
the mitzvahs get challenged with different situation. I mean, people, different situation, mitzvah, people, meters might.
Yes. Yeah. No, but I'm saying before that, the first right. is quality of mitzvahs, which he said that's really. Avodo versus lo avodo is it's in quality. It's not in quantity. If you think about it, in the world, what really makes for distinctions is in quality, not in quantity. You know, how did Starbucks become such a business? They figured out instead of making from Folgers crystals, making a cup of coffee, make a cup of coffee where you change the stuff would be 30 minutes and it's fresh and it's this and that, you can charge 10 times as much.
Right.
people who people will pay you $20,000 to hear them speak, you know, he's of a different quality. It's the same basic idea as other people, but it's a different quality. So l'hav de l'avoda, you bring the quality to a different level. Truth is greatness in learning is also like that. That's his understanding. It wasn't that he said a different. He spoke about a different concept, but it was more refined. It was more precise. It was that's what a superior London is. Took the same sources that I saw and showed it to me better. So quality makes a big difference, and in serving Hashem directly, that's also. But now he's saying, but we've gained from an insight like that of Reb Chaim Vital, is the working on the midos a fundamental. I have to improve the quality of my mitzvahs. Probably even more basic to that is working on the midos. Ulam shona hachinuch ha'atzmi me'avoda. But there's a difference between personal chinuch and avoda. Avoda b'Torah mitzvahs mugderes haitiv. Avoda in Torah mitzvahs is well defined. Elish yesh l'hamik b'limud of machshava. But you have to deepen in study and in thought. I know what it means to take a luluv. But if I want to do it properly, really learn it up, learn the midrashim, think about it when you do it. Right? Basically, we know the mitzvah is defined, and the truth is, what I need to do to make it deeper is also not so hard to identify. But the topics of chinuch are not really defined at all. With what midas should I work on myself? Where should I begin? That's why Musa is very hard. Nosa achinach hu ha'adam. I think here Nosa means the bearer of the chinach is the person. V'chol adam im deyos of shelo. And every person with his deyos. The Rambam uses the word deyos to mean midos. Deyos can also mean his mindsets, his attitudes. So thus, a person who wants to be mechanech himself, chayiv l'das atzmo, he has to know himself. You'll recall in Rav Kestenbaum Sefer, he put olam ha'emes first. The first necessary midah is to be honest with oneself. If I'm not honest with myself, so I'm working on this and I'm working on that, but I haven't made an accurate diagnosis. So the first is knowing oneself. And he quoted that Chazal, Da'as Atzmach, know yourself. Ve'in l'cha davar yoser kasher milhakir es atzmach. And there's nothing more difficult than knowing oneself. Part of the problem is we have a lot of defense mechanisms. Es midosav hatovos v'aros. Listen to Yosef hadakos. His positive and negative midos. And his subtle inclinations. Matiya is something like you turn to, you stray to, and dak is fine. And how common is a mistake and illusion when it comes to one's kochos and midas. think I'm better than I am, stronger than I am, less susceptible than I am. Without knowing oneself, he can't have an inclusive makif, means like it surrounds, it's all encompassing. Personal chinuch. Just as it's impossible to heal an ill person without knowing the nature of his ailment.
So how is the person evaluating himself? I mean, I understand, you know, it could be coming from different directions, could come from Hetzahara, I don't know.
Right, no, it's very hard. That's what the great Bali Musa were profoundly skilled at this, others are not. What he's going to say is there's certain general things, there's general health, and then there's specific. So, you know, cutting out artificial color and bad sugars and that. So that he's going to say, well, there's certain stuff we all can do. That's step one. Then the specifics, where does my particular health need a boost of this, less of that? That he's going to, that's something else, and we'll come back to that. That's a sharp.